Hello and welcome to The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're heading back out onto the US presidential election trail. And we're asking, in particular, should the outcome matter for investors? We now have a clearer idea of the plans of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, although some might beg to differ on that. Given the current state of the economic debate between the two, what can we say about the respective candidates' policies and their implications for the economy? And while historically US presidential elections have not had a major impact on markets, despite the attention they attract, this one seems like it might just be different. We'll discuss that, and we'll mull the bigger picture of a widely perceived breakdown in economic policy stateside too, with our usual panel of experts and analysts around the world. We start with David Lefkowitz, US equity strategist for UBS. We asked David, why is the outcome of the US presidential race important for investors? It's not always followed before that the election influences investment strategy. But with Trump as this outsider, disruptor candidate, are things different now?
We always get these types of questions from investors around presidential elections because there is a chance for significant changes in policy. And usually, though, in hindsight and historically, the changes in policy are fairly slow and more muted. But this time around, it could be a little bit different just because we have a very different contender for the presidency, someone who's an outsider, someone who has run a campaign on trying to kind of shake up the system. And I think that in itself has really prompted a lot of interest in, well, what does this mean if Trump were to win the nomination? Specifically, I think a lot of the questions surround that outcome.
Brian Rose, US economist at UBS, shares his view on why the outcome matters to investors wherever they are in the world.
Especially for Americans who are invested mostly in U.S. assets, I think obviously should care. But even for international investors, this is a vote for the leader of the free world. We have two very different candidates this time. So I think this is something that everyone, all investors around the world, should be paying attention to.
Brian Rose. Now, we have a clearer idea of the plans of the two candidates. Well, a cynic might say, as clear as we're going to get. What can we say about the impact on the economy and thence for investors? Tom Rivers, correspondent for ABC News Radio in London, describes the economic implications of either a Trump or Hillary win.
It's fascinating. We're looking at the economy right now, and I was just checking out the third quarter statistics coming out. The U.S. economy is just kind of ticking over. It certainly isn't doing anything amazing, but it's just hanging in there. And probably, if you look in your crystal ball, Hillary Clinton will carry on with a lot of those programs. Not all of them. We'll get into that. But, you know, the economy probably will carry on that trajectory. The joker in the deck is that Trump wants to really, really upset the apple cart. He's against things like the Trans-Pacific trade deal. Hillary is against it as well, but she used to be for it, but he's against it. He also wants to put tariffs on a lot of imported goods from places like China, etc. And he might even look at the North American Free Trade Agreement. He calls it a disaster, and he might rip that up. So it's all up in the air. It's sort of, if you will, looking at the UK and its relationship down the road with the EU, with everything to be discussed. That is kind of where Trump would be, and Hillary would be more on the quote-unquote remain side, saying, you know what you've gotten in the past, maybe we can tweak it, but it's going to be similar down the road.
David Lefkowitz, too, contrasts Clinton and Trump.
It's important to make a distinction, though. I do think we have much more detailed plans from Hillary Clinton than we do from Donald Trump, and I think that really speaks to, I think, some of the concerns that investors have is that if we were to see a Trump victory, I think the initial reaction is going to be one of uncertainty, just because there's not a lot of meat on the bone on a lot of his proposals. And some of his proposals look like they would be, you know, for instance, his tax and spending proposals would really blow out the federal debt. So it's a big question of whether or not he's actually going to be able to pursue some of that stuff. So I think the immediate takeaway, and if we were to see a Trump victory, would be uncertainty in the short term, and then we'll have to assess kind of thereafter. A Clinton victory, I think, would be more of a tweak to the status quo, and investors don't like uncertainty. So in a Trump scenario, we could see some more volatility in financial markets, and in a Clinton victory, perhaps a bit less so.
Given this relatively clearer idea of the plans of the two, what would Brian Rose say about the implications for the economy and therefore for investors?
This is a very interesting contrast. You have Secretary Clinton, who is very conventional, and I think would mainly continue the current policies, and her plans really aren't that big. You know, so on a macroeconomic scale, they're pretty small, wouldn't have a huge impact. And then you have Donald Trump, who has some very aggressive ideas, really wants to shake things up, have a very large tax cut, big changes to the trade policy. So it's really, if Donald Trump is the victor, where you could see a lot of things changing very quickly.
And Pim Fox, anchor of Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio and Bloomberg Television, summarizes the investor takeaways as he sees it.
If Hillary Clinton is elected, managed care and hospital stocks could benefit because of Clinton's desire to expand Obamacare. Also, alternative energy stocks would benefit because of her clean energy challenge that includes grants and tax incentives for solar, wind, and other renewable energy efforts. And Clinton has been more hawkish than President Obama, and she's collected more money than any other presidential candidate from the employees of the defense industry so far in this election. I can tell you about Donald Trump taking a look at things like biopharma stocks. They could get a big relief rally from a Trump victory because he's opposed to further regulation of the industry. Trump has also said that he would seek to scale back or eliminate Dodd-Frank, which could be a big boost for large financial companies. He would also, he said, introduce a moratorium on all new federal regulations, including financial regulations. So there again, could help the financial services industry. In energy, exploration and production companies could do very well, even pipelines. Donald Trump has an energy plan called America's First Energy Plan. And he said he's going to lift a moratorium on energy production on federally owned land. And he's also looking to complete the Keystone XL pipeline. So it could be very good for traditional energy stocks such as ExxonMobil. And finally, defense contractors also, they could get a big boost because he's aligned with the Republicans in Congress, and they would agree on a defense budget that already exceeds what a Clinton administration would come up with. So Donald Trump, big pharma, biotech, conventional energy, and defense stocks for Hillary Clinton, managed care, hospital stocks, as well as alternative energy and also defense stocks.
Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll look at why the market's traditional immunity to changes of tenure in the White House might be affected by the unprecedented 2016 campaign. Historically, US elections have not had a major impact on markets, despite the attention they attract. Could this one, though, be different? Brian Rose certainly thinks so.
Yeah, this one could be different, and there are a couple of reasons why. First of all, unusually, Secretary Clinton is considered to be a huge favorite at this point. Normally, this far out from the election, it's a very close. It's a very close balance, and you know, you're not sure who's going to win. But because of the recent polling, and Secretary Clinton's considered a big favorite, and as we saw with the UK referendum, when the market is surprised, that's when you have the potential for a big move. So if we go into the election this way, where it looks like Hillary Clinton is going to win, and then we wake up the next day and, oh, actually Donald Trump just won, that's the kind of circumstance where the market could be really taken by surprise, and you could see you know, big impact on the market. Again, especially because Trump is talking about implementing a lot of new dramatic policy changes.
We asked David Lefkowitz, too, whether this time could be different. And he, too, struck that comparison with the recent Brexit vote here in the UK.
It really is going to come down to, I think there's a couple of factors. I mean, first, you have to figure out what are the markets expecting. and do the markets, is the result in line or different from that expectation? I think looking at the UK referendum on European Union membership is a great example of this. So if you just look at how the pound reacted after that vote, it was clear that that market was not anticipating the exit of the UK from the European Union. So I think that's going to be what's going to be crucial similarly in this election here in the United States. And what does that mean? I think at this point, markets are pricing in with a high degree of probability that the Hillary Clinton will win. And if there's anything, if though at the end of the day, it's a Trump victory, then we could see some dislocation in financial markets as market participants have to get repositioned for what that means for economic policy, security, and just political policy overall.
So does the simple fact of Trump's involvement and his very unpredictability, together with the fact he's more radical, explain why this year's election could destabilize things more than before? Tom Rivers, again.
You're absolutely right. You know, if we use this as an analogy, say, like, you and I are going to the horse track, and you know, if we went to the horse track all our lives, we follow the form, and we know what should happen. This time around, you can forget about that because we have, you know, two candidates that a lot of Americans very much dislike, very, very polarizing, and especially with the very, very unpredictable element with Trump, it is hard to actually gauge what the outcome might be, say, in the case that he won the election. So, yes, all over the road, predictions are a dime a dozen at this stage of the game. There's still a lot more, about 7 more weeks of campaigning. The Trump camp, for instance, is now finally throwing some national money at ads, first time he's done that. The polls this week look Hillary well ahead in the battleground states, but that can change. Everything can change because you're going to be seeing this campaign going down the road in a way that others certainly haven't done in the past. This is very, very unpredictable.
On the theme of political volatility and systemic challenges more broadly, David Lefkowitz has some penetrating analysis on how the US economy is bigger than any one man, or woman for that matter, and consequently why investors need to be measured in their response to potential political volatility.
I continue to stress when I speak to clients and advisors that at the end of the day, the US political system has a lot of checks and balances. One person can't really impact the outcome of the U.S. economy just because it's so big and diverse. So I think it's important to bear that in mind and not necessarily, sort of as you've been suggesting, don't really get so hung up about how the election outcome impacts your personal portfolio, because at the end of the day, the U.S. economy is much larger than any one person, any one election, and oftentimes market returns can be surprising and unexpected relative to, especially if your preferred candidate loses or wins. Sometimes I would just say, don't let your own political biases cloud your judgment on your portfolio.
Talking in broad policy terms, does Brian Rose agree that we've seen a breakdown in economic policy in the U.S.?
Yeah, we have been kind of stuck in gridlock for a long time because you have President Obama with the Republican Congress and not a lot of agreement on what the policy should be. And what's made things even more difficult is that you have Republican control and the Republicans themselves don't necessarily agree among themselves what the right policy should be. And this has made it very hard to make progress, and we've put off a lot of really needed policy changes, especially in terms of tax reform. We haven't had a major tax reform since Reagan was president. It's long overdue, and I think we will make progress regardless of who wins this election. Some of these issues that we've been putting off for years, I think we will finally see some break in the gridlock.
Brian Rose. If for the U.S. electorate the economy remains the biggest issue, and polls certainly suggest this is the case, and there's a DC-wide mood that's largely negative and hostile, can we escape it? Could there be a shift from this adversarial politics to something more consensual? Tom Rivers.
If you and I were talking a decade or two or three or four ago, that certainly would probably be the case. You know, stretch our hands across the aisle and let's make things happen. The past 8 years have been so polarizing, a very different kind of America, different kind of a lawmaker makeup in Washington. And, you know, the rhetoric certainly may not live up to what actually transpires. So, you know, it sounds good. It's like, let's all work together now on the backside of the election. That honeymoon may last about a day or two because it is a very, very different situation right now in the states. Either candidate, people in America are either for one or the other, and they don't want to give a whole lot of slack to the other side if they come up on the losing side.
And a playful final question to close, which we put to Bloomberg's Pim Fox. Come November the 8th, who wins?
You know, I've learned to not make those kinds of predictions, if only because if you had asked anybody a year ago whether Donald Trump, who has previously supported many Democrat causes, he's contributed money to Planned Parenthood, he's from a liberal state, New York, if you had asked anybody whether he would be the Republican candidate for president, I think they would have tried to lock me up as a loony. So I don't really feel comfortable predicting. All I can tell you is that every day new polls come out and show that Donald Trump is behind in key swing states like Virginia, as well as perhaps even losing Arizona, which is a solid or has been a solid Republican state. So at least right now, the numbers, they don't look good for Donald Trump.
And that's Pim Fox bringing us to the end of this 98th edition of The Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance each week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via iTunes or your preferred platform. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.